I assume I'm the mother of bluegrass. Here's a Bill Monroe tune. I'm going to do a few of them for you tonight. Thank you. Now's the time of the show. We'd like to talk to you about Amway for just a second, folks. Sam had some business off stage. A fellow named Colonel Mel Sharpie had something for him to sign. I think it was a poster. And he'll be right back. But, Brian, that's an awful nice sweater you have on tonight. I don't think I've noticed.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a nice shirt.
Thanks. And two-tone black. Two-tone black. It's my style these days. It's my mood these days. It goes along with my style.
Hey, speaking of night and black and all kinds of dark stuff, Jerry, you know what vampires and Gladys Knight have in common?
What's that, Brian?
They're both Gladys Knight. That was free, Jerry.
Thanks for that, Brian.
You're welcome.
Tell him again.
I promise it's not better.
Anything worth doing is worth overdoing. That's what Sam always says. Right about now, he's overdoing something. I don't know what it is, though. Oh! I guess you got that poster signed, right? I know that guy's been waiting for hours. Just thought I'd mention it to you right before we started this great song by Bela Fleck. This is a song that was on acoustic. What was it? It was on acoustic tales. Acoustic something.
Wasn't this on Bela Sings Slim Whitman?
Martians' heads are exploding all over the planet. Okay, this is called The Great Circle Route, written by the great Bela Fleck.